Support for today's broadcast comes from the Farm Doc Project at the University of Illinois, holding a series of five Illinois Farm Economic Summit meetings December 16th through 20th to discuss and analyze the most pressing economic issues facing Illinois producers. Registration and details at farmdoc.illinois.edu.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 7.01, up 2 3/4. March, 7.03 1/4, up 3. December wheat, the soft variety, 6.47 3/4, up 3 1/4. March, 6.57 3/4, up 3 1/4. December corn, 4.18 1/2, down 3 1/2. July, 4.42 3/4, down 3. January soybeans, 12.89, up 8 1/2. July, 12.54 3/4, up 9 3/4. December soybean meal, 4.16 20, up 5.70. December soybean oil, 40.08, down 39. December live cattle, 133.15, down 25 cents. November feeders, 165.15, unchanged. And December lean hogs, 85.47 1/2, down 42 1/2.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
I don't even know where to begin. I guess soybeans, because we saw the big drop on Friday. But that notwithstanding, and we had a little bit of recovery today, we're still in the big picture, the long, slow, sideways movement that we've seen since September, right?
First of all, our thoughts go out to those who saw some devastation occur out in the countryside yesterday. There's a lot of listeners that were affected by yesterday's storm. I know media coverage, you know, highlights the towns, but there's a lot of farmsteads that were lost. And our thoughts and prayers go out to those individuals as neighbor helps neighbor here try to recover there. And hopefully everyone will recover in a timely fashion.
Absolutely.
As we move down the road here, Dave.
Absolutely.
But to your bean comment there, beans leader here this morning. Once again, spread activity. We're seeing beans up 9 to 10 cents, whereas corn's lower, and wheat's kind of caught in the middle here. Seeing ideas a little bit more renewed demand coming here. No confirmation or a solid confirmation that China will sell domestic bean reserves right here at this moment here. Also, too, we're seeing a little shortage or buying interest more than anything in the bean meal complex, supporting the idea that this crush number will remain strong here as we move down the road. Overall, the thought is that maybe the bean carryout could be closer or below 150 million bushel versus the 170 million bushel that the USDA put out on their last estimate. So a little bit of encouragement here. We got to remember, though, that harvest is just about to complete here. Not a whole lot of pressure being put on the market, for say, other than, you know, ideas that down the road here we could lose some of this biofuel demand possibly.
So I guess we've been trading in a 65-cent range, 12.50, 13.15. And I wonder if that's pretty much where we're going to stay unless something happens either very, very positively for Brazil and Argentina soybean growth or, on the other hand, something not so good. I mean, are we pretty much range-bound in here for the foreseeable future?
We kind of feel so. January beans, you know, 12.60 is fairly good support. And like you mentioned, we get up above 13 or so, we're going to run into some resistance here. We feel most of the strength should remain in the front end. you know, until the southern hemisphere comes online and actually moves some beans into the marketing channel. So it does create trading opportunities for the guys who want to trade. Then from a producer's point of view in through here, with harvest wrapped up and seeing some renewed demand, I feel that producers won't be aggressive selling, so it should create a little ups in here to give those who are willing to sell an opportunity to do so. All the years I've been in the business, I've not seen a very many producers fill up a grain bin and turn around and empty that grain bin the next day to sell, you know, unless there's a special opportunity there. Then even minimum storage, once a guy pays minimum storage, it's awful hard to get him to turn around and sell prior to when that storage comes due there. So in a sense, in their basis, should go ahead and follow the seasonality to remain firm in here. But yet, in order to go sharply higher, as you indicated, it's going to have to be weather-inducive situation in the southern hemisphere or some type of outside market factor to give the speckly crowd or traders encouragement to step and be a buyer.
Okay, let's go turn our attention to corn, which is it's testing the level that it reached when we talked and unwrapped the WASDE and crop production numbers a couple of weeks ago, and now we're back down there again at that 416, 417 area, knocking on the door to see if there's something lower. And there's a lot of people that suggest there is something lower.
Well, the key will be last week or over a week ago's low there at the 415.5 level in the D's. That's going to be the test here, whether we can hold that. I don't know if we'll go much lower than that at the present time. You know, once again, harvest is wrapped up and stuff's being kind of socked away here. Shorter term, what we'll probably be faced is, as we move into December, December goes off the board, then March becomes a lead contract. So lead contract support should be near this 410, 405 level is our best advice for right now, looking for that to hold. Longer term, you know, there's concern with the bigger production number, and ideas that, you know, the ethanol blend has been, wall has been reached here. But however, though, the other factor is exports. Exports is starting to confirm that we're seeing some interest here at these lower price levels. Then lastly, feed demand, true feed demand, is ready to kick in gear to take over where ethanol is leaving it off here, Dave.
Well, what is your advice for a farmer who says to you, I've been kind of following the ethanol story, how much should I factor it into my planning decision?
Well, things change. You're going to change the laws and so forth. You got to probably assume that ethanol is sort of a mature market. I think it's still going to be there. If there's profitability in going ahead and blending ethanol, they're going to do it. But I think the overall, you know, 5 billion bushel demand is plateaued there. Ideas are that in the current situation, ethanol could move back to 4.5, 4.6 billion bushels. But, you know, if we keep the current situation going, we could probably be in this 4.8, 4.9 billion bushel area. It's sort of a situation where we just need to make sure it stays there, because it'd be awful difficult to survive if we lose over 4 billion bushels of ethanol demand in corn.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace: hard red December wheat, $7.75, up 2.5. March is 7.02¾, up 2.5. December soft wheat, 647.5, up 3, and March is up 3 at 657.5. December corn, 419, down 3. July, 443.25, down 2.5. January soybeans, 1287.25, up 6¾. July, 1254, up 9. December soybean meal, 41490, up 440. December soybean oil, 4015, down 32. December live cattle, 13310, down 30. And December lean hogs, 8555, and they're down 35. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.